100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon. It's time for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, where I post a topic, you come up with the stories, and then I gather them up and bring them to you. How does that sound? I think it sounds pretty good. How do you feel? Put some stuff in the comments. I don't know. Just blah, 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 blah. Anyway, the topic for this week is anchor. We got a bunch of stories in. If you're just sitting on a story going, oh, I don't know what to do with this, go ahead, write it up, record it, send it on in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. And I'm still on the laptop, by the way, even though my plans were build up a desktop on an NVIDIA 3000 series. We all have seen how that launch has gone. It's so tempting to build up a killer system, drop in a Radeon 5700, and then there's a 30-day restock on it. So I figure in the next month, I might be able to get my hands on a 3080 or a 3070 or a 3090 or something, and then get them to put that in there and, you know, here, oh, I got the one I wanted, restock. And if they don't like it, they can bite me. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, I'm not going to go stand in line again. Long story, too long for 100 words, so how about I just let you get to the stories, okay?
Greetings, good people. Rick Thomas here with my offering on this week's weekly challenge. Oh, what is that? It's Anchor. Anchor. Here we go. In the city, bad things happen to good people. Ivan was not good people. He was a bad thing. Emily saw him differently, though. She saw sweetness, a gentler side. She steered him away from the drugs, drinking, and violence. Three things Ivan was really good at. Love, kids, a decent life. Once just dreams, now within his reach. Then one night, alone, Emily was cornered by thugs. Robbed, raped, beaten. Tortured, really. Unspeakable things. Thrown in a dumpster like trash. Unhinged. Torn from his moorings. The savagery within arose. Bad things would happen. Awful. Painful. Cruel. Bad things.
Good morning, this is Richard, and for my anchor story I've come up with this. It's called ABC. A is for anchor, B is for boat, C the calamity that preceded this note, D are the depths where now we all lay, E all the errors that brought us this way. F for the flares, not in their case. G for the gun, now a waste of space. H, how we hollered, but no one could hear. I knew they wouldn't, no one was near. J, we jumped ship and hoped for the best. K through to Z, there's no time for the rest. Now as we drown, no more letters required. Without O for oxygen, this rhyme has expired. There you go, all done until next time. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called From the Same Producers That Brought You Prisoners of Love. I got it, yelled Mort. No, yelled Sal. It'll work. No, it won't. Come on. Where's your Reisekener? Your Meshuggah. Like a fox. Not one kopeck, Mort. Warning you, it can't fail. Not listening. It's a musical for our time. Anchors Away is not timely. It's historic. I got a great idea for the chorus line. I'm so not going to like this. Wait for it. The Rockettes, dressed in orange and red COVID costumes, singing, I Got You Under My Skin. Sal, you there? Operator, I think I lost my connection to New York. Click. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Every piece of fiction, no matter how far-fetched or separated from reality, almost certainly has its anchor buried deep within the writer's subconscious. In real life, experience. The things life has taught us, the events that have shaped us, our treatment at the hands of others, and the actions and thoughts we have entertained, all lend themselves to informing the words that appear on the page. The fiction we write is rooted in reality. So, when someone like me writes fictional tales of murder, cannibalism, torture and depravity, it's probably best not to inquire how life is treating me.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you're well. And here's my story for this week. The shipwreck sank more and more each day. It anchored fears and doubts at the bottom of everyone's hearts. Everyone in town witnessed the shipwreck sinking with hopeful expectation. The future would be better. The future would be much better. But the shipwreck decided to leave the main mast above water like a breathing tube. And the future wasn't better. The future was a wreck, just like the shipwreck. Many stories were told about the ghost. He was there, breathing, making fun of the whole town for having had that stupid idea of sinking a ship to kill a ghost. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of norvaljoe.com and of the YA Books Podcast, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 753 with the prompt of Anchor. Here's my story. Mr. Withybottom insisted that Bilbert accompany them to the hospital to explain to the staff how Linoleum Amanda had been hurt. The emergency room was filled with the typical array of visitors. Families with their children's runny noses, scooter and trampoline bumps and broken bones, the man dressed in garbage bags and duct tape, talking too loudly to no one at all, the bald old sailor with one squinky eye and an anchor tattoo. Then there was the character sitting next to Bilbert in sweatpants and an overcoat, with a wiener dog tucked surreptitiously in the crook of his arm. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Turubber Zaino here with a story on the word anchor. With VR holidays, you'll experience the best of ancient Rome, or Renaissance Italy, or a fantasy Mars, without any of the inconveniences like plagues or bad dentistry. These worlds might never have been, and may never be, but while you're there, you'll think it's real. All tastes are catered for. Wander the labyrinthine prisons of Piranesi's imagination, or be a prisoner there. The life of a 4th-century desert anchorite is surprisingly popular, but the simple joy of being alone in a vast desert, sure of never encountering a single soul, is an indulgence scarcely possible in the modern world.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Ted has a tattoo of an anchor on his arm, but he's not a sailor. Never been in the Navy. Can't stand boats or being in the water. I don't think he can swim either. And from the smell of him, he doesn't bathe or shower much. When it rains, he screams and runs inside. At a restaurant, never gets anything to drink, and never orders soup. So what's the deal with the anchor? It's just a temporary we put on there after he dozed off. Nothing, really. Not sure why I mentioned it, now that I think of it.
Word stories.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of anchor. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I sure did. And I was the one who had to put all the effort in putting it together. You guys put in some stories, but me, I'm drag and drop and listen and, you know, nobody's being rude in this one. Okay, good. Okay, all right, you put the creative effort into it. You guys are the ones who are the heart and soul of the show. I'm just kidding with you. Anyway, the next topic. It's a pick two. Go to the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. There you'll see the topic, and I'm going to put together a schedule for next year's topics pretty soon. There are a lot to get in there. I know that y'all just love the pick twos. I may do a just pick any to get a lot of these in. There are a lot of great topics that y'all have sent in. And to get them working together, ones that come together at certain times of the year, that's going to take some effort. So I'm just going to throw them all in the order that they are. Because who cares about effort? Okay, so thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.